Chapter 3. For an hour after Slater left, I browsed through the Grayson bibliography, trying to get the lay of the land. I had owned the book for about a year and had never had a reason to look at it. This is not unusual in the book business. Probably 90% of the books you buy for your reference section are like that. Years pass and you never need it. Then one day, a big money book comes your way and you really need it. There's a point involved, and you can't guess. You've got to be sure. And the only way to be really sure is to have a bibliography on the book in question. In that shining moment, the bibliography pays for itself 5 times over. Bibliographies are not for casual browsing or for bathroom reading. They are filled with all the technical jargon, symbols, and shorthand of the trade. The good ones are written by people with demons on their backs. Accuracy and detail are the twin gods, and the bibliographer is the slave. A bibliography will tell you if a book is supposed to contain maps or illustrations, and on what pages these may be found. It'll describe the binding, will often contain photographs of the book and its title page, will even, on occasion, when this is a telling point, give a page count in each gathering as the book was sewn together. If a printer makes an infinitesimal mistake, say the type is battered on a D on page 212, say the stem is fractured ever so slightly, like a hairline crack in a skier's fibula, it becomes the bibliographer's duty to point this out. It matters little unless the printer stopped the run and fixed it. Then you have what is called in the trade a point. The bibliographer researches relentlessly. He gets into the printer's records, if possible, trying to determine how many of these flawed copies were published and shipped before the flaw was discovered. Those copies then become true firsts, hotly sought, in the case of hot books, by collectors everywhere. Bibliographies are among the most expensive books in the business. A struggling book dealer on East Colfax Avenue in Denver, Colorado, can't possibly buy them all when the asking price is often in 3 figures, so you pick and choose. I remembered when the Grayson book was published. It was announced with a half-page spread in the AB, an ad that promised everything...